Rwandan authorities say everything is ready for the first group of refugees being sent from the UK. They'll be brought to this hostel in the capital, Kigali. The deal between the UK and Rwandan government has been heavily criticized, but both are defending the agreement.
It is not a prison. And as you say, I will have a different treaties, so means that we are led to protect them.
Ismail shows journalists the services awaiting the arrivals. Fully furnished bedrooms, dining spaces, sports facilities. But these aren't things refugees leave their homes for. Here, at another center in Rwanda, refugees from South Sudan, Sudan, Ethiopia, Eritrea and Somalia talk about their frustrations.
To me, there's nothing I can say I want to stay here. No. I just want to go ahead. If it is Europe or Canada, I would just go, but not to stay here.
Peter Nyoni was 13 when he fled the civil war in South Sudan in 2014. He says two of his brothers who were with him were killed during the escape. He ended up in a detention center in Libya for 7 years. Last year, he was moved to Rwanda with the help of the UN Refugee Agency. But for Nyoni, mere survival isn't the goal.
The UK government is, my message to them is that human beings are human. You cannot tell them, go and stay here, or go and do this and do this. No. Because if they feel better in UK, UK is better for them. They should be accepted the way they are as human beings.
Refugees here say the new arrivals will face legal challenges in Rwanda. They will have to apply for asylum with no guarantees about their welfare or future lives. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.